Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today we're going to have a return to our returning sketch, Dr. Orville's Medi-Melange. Dr. Orville and his brainless sidekick, Tim Waddles, have a new problem to confront with a listener. And this is an individual who has, pausing syndrome.
Yeah. It is.
I pause.
So while in mid-pause, perhaps you could consider the implicit question that serves as the premise for the episode, and then write it in to us in hopes of what Kevin likes to call a...
valuable prize.
Hi, folks, and welcome to Medi-Melange with Dr. Orville Preacher. I'm Tim Waddles, Dr. Orville's oafish sidekick. I'm no doctor, so I'm the stand-in for ignorant listeners who think it's a great idea to vote into office public figures who kept a bear cub's corpse in their freezer for years. Dr. Orville, I've figured out that it makes me look a little less oafish if we go straight to a caller for today's show.
Of course, Tim. Whatever reduces your screen presence on my show.
Okay, while I process that, how about taking a call? You're on the air with Dr. Orville.
Oh, I'm on now? Hello, Dr. Orville.
Yes? Hello? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener, but first time here.
Yes? What is your question, listener?
I have a problem with conversational pausing, Dr. Orville.
Yes, what is the problem?
I don't...
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if it's psychosomatic or physical.
Okay, did you have something more to say about that? It's hard for me to know when you're pausing and when you're done speaking. Or when you might just be thinking about a response. Or indeed, if you've dropped off the line entirely. Are you still there, listener?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Orville. It's just... the pausing is acting up.
Okay. I've got a simple medicine-based solution for you, listener. Could you get a pen and paper and write this down? Listener, are you still there?
Listener?
Shut up, Tim.
Yes, I'm ready to write, Dr. Orville.
Okay. Write this word. Speed. Spelled S-P-E-E-D. Got that?
Yes, I've got that, and that'll help?
Yes, if you can find it. Personally, I use a guy out the back alley of the Rubella building where Tim and I record. For some reason, my guy goes by the name of Chunk.
That's all I need to do? Take speed?
Oh, yes. And call back into the show once you've been on it for a few days. I'm sure our conversation will be much shorter.
Another medical miracle. And that's all the time we have for Medi-Melange with Dr. Orville Preacher.
Well, did we hear from a listener with an idea, Tony?
Letitia Nuthatch of North Little Rock, Arkansas asks, I'm suspicious of Dr. Orville's online dating profile picture. Could he meet me in person?
You should never, ever meet in person.
Anyone ever.
That you've ever had contact with on the internet,
like
for any
family
reason.
Members, no way.
Right. If you're like us, you're staying in your basement and you're staying safe.
Even with the sound of water dripping and rats squealing. But people who come out of their basement periodically are our cast. Sarah O'Hare, Ryan Weldon, and Kevin Decker, who in fact wrote this episode. We'd also like to thank in particular the man who moves Stonehenge 3 inches east every year just to mess with the timeline, Brian Lindsay.
And don't be a fascist.